Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle. We hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are on Chapter 3, Section 8, The Core of Ego. War is a Mindset. My name is Barbara Wainwright and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you. War is a mindset. In certain cases, you may need to protect yourself or someone else from being harmed by another. But beware of making it your mission to eradicate evil, as you are likely to turn into the very thing you are fighting against. Fighting unconsciousness will draw you into unconsciousness yourself. Unconsciousness, dysfunctional egoic behavior, can never be defeated by attacking it. Even if you defeat your opponent, the unconsciousness will simply have moved into you, or the opponent reappears in a new disguise. Whatever you fight, you strengthen. And what you resist, persists.
Whatever you fight, you strengthen because it's giving it power. And whatever you resist, persists because you're keeping it alive. When you resist it, you're keeping it there. When you let it flow on through, it's gone. So I love that. That's a great sentence. Whatever you fight, you strengthen, and whatever you resist, persists. Very true. Yep,
so
very
true. You can't fight darkness with darkness. You can only shine light on it. So I really like that.
And then what happens when you turn the light on? The dark disappears, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. These days you frequently hear the expression, the war against this or that. And whenever I hear it, I know that it is condemned to failure. There is the war against drugs, the war against crime, the war against terrorism, the war against cancer, the war against poverty, and so on. For example, despite the war against crime and drug-related offenses in the past 25 years, the prison population of the United States has gone up from just under 300,000 in 1980 to a staggering 2.1 million in 2004. The war against disease has given us, among other things, antibiotics. At first, they were spectacularly successful, seemingly enabling us to win the war against infectious diseases. Now many experts agree that the widespread and indiscriminate use of antibiotics has created a time bomb, and that antibiotic resistant strains of bacteria, so-called superbugs, will in all likelihood bring about a reemergence of those diseases and possibly epidemics. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, medical treatment is the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer in the United States. Homeopathy and Chinese medicine are two examples of possible alternative approaches to disease that do not treat the illness as an enemy and therefore do not create new diseases.
War is a mindset. And all action that comes out of such a mindset will either strengthen the enemy, the perceived evil, or, if the war is won, will create a new enemy. A new evil, equal to, and often worse than the one that was defeated. There is a deep interrelatedness between your state of consciousness and external reality. When you are in the grip of a mindset such as war, your perceptions become extremely selective as well as distorted. In other words, you will see only what you want to see, and then misinterpret it. You can imagine what kind of action comes out of such a delusional system. Or instead of imagining it, watch the news on TV tonight.
Recognize the ego for what it is, a collective dysfunction, the insanity of the human mind. When you recognize it for what it is, you no longer misperceive it as somebody's identity. Once you see the ego for what it is, it becomes much easier to remain non-reactive toward it. You don't take it personally anymore. There's no complaining, blaming, accusing, or making wrong. Nobody is wrong. It is the ego in someone, that's all. Compassion arises when you recognize that all are suffering from the same sickness of the mind, some more acutely than others. You do not fuel the drama anymore. That is part of all egoic relationships. What is its fuel? Reactivity. The ego thrives on it.
That's so true. And I know so many ego-bound people that they just want that reactivity just so that they can somehow like turn it into your fault or your problem.
Right. It's sometimes I think that it is the way that people know how to communicate. It's what makes them feel alive when they get the ego activated. It's almost like they have something to chew on. It's, you know, fuel for them to have something to say.
Exactly.
So, as an enlightened human being, we don't fuel the drama. We don't react to the drama. We don't take the bait, as some people would say. I know a lot of people will throw out the hook to see with the bait on it to see if you bite. And it's up to you to be the enlightened one that says, no, I'm not going to bite. I'm not going to engage. And what does your friend Danielle say?
I choose not to participate.
There you go. That's a good one.
That's how I can tell that I do have some growth on my spiritual path, because I know there are times where I used to totally latch onto that bait and, you know, get hooked in. And today, you know, some of the same instances that would have triggered me to create a reaction out of me, they don't get to me anymore. So it's kind of cool. Like, I know what he means, because like I watch it in myself. I mean, I'm not perfect, you know, sometimes I do get hooked in, but for the most part, like, I'm getting better at it.
Absolutely. So, for me, it would be the resistance would come up. I'd feel it in my gut. And I'll say in the past, before I had Eckhart's tools that would help me, or I would have a reaction to that resistance. And once I got Eckhart's tools and became conscious enough, I would use Eckhart's tools to transmute the resistance that I felt in my stomach instead of getting angry about what I was feeling. I would get into acceptance of the fact that that feeling was there, and then use his breathing techniques to transmute that feeling. And to me, that was such a gift from Eckhart. It truly changed my life, understanding that we have the power over those feelings if we stop, recognize that the feeling is there, and instead of being in resistance of it, get into acceptance and transmute it. And then eventually, you don't resist anything anymore. You just let it flow on through. Oh, that was interesting.
Right. And sometimes the feeling's not always bearable, but it's important to actually feel those feelings so that you can move through that energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because whatever you resist persists.
100%. Because I know, like, for me, for a long time, I didn't understand what transmuting the feelings meant. You know, like I thought it meant to resist them and pretend that they weren't there, ignore them, if you will. But after a while, I realized, like, oh, like you actually have to feel the feelings, which is important. And a good way to get through it is to practice presence. So even though you're feeling those feelings, try not to like think of all the thoughts that are like coming up for you while you transmute it.
Well said. So you definitely want to feel the feelings and not allow your egoic mind to go wild with all the thinking. Rather, put all your attention onto the feelings that you're feeling. And when you do that, that's when they transmute. It's not a mind activity. It's a sensing feeling activity that we do to transmute those feelings.
Right.
Well, thank you for joining us during this explanation of ego. It can really cause a lot of damage. And as a spiritual enlightened being, or someone who's on the way to being enlightened, we want to be conscious and aware of the egoic mind so that we don't let it create drama in our lives. So until next week, I hope you have a great time. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to WainwrightGlobal.com/go/support.